Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prophetic Prayer Warrior Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kim Jackson. Good morning, Facebook. Good morning, Blog Talk. This is another beautiful morning. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a great last week. And I hope you received your double portion. Because if you didn't, I sure did. Over the weekend, I went to a prophetic conference and received everything that God has been telling me what's going on in my life. But this week, as we pray it forward, I just want you to focus on, I want you to focus on you this week. We've been focusing on praying it forward for everyone else, but this week I want you to focus on you. This is my reason why. If you've been doing the work of praying for someone else or interceding for someone else or just being there for someone else, I want you to take this week and put yourself on a pause just for a moment. A pause for just a moment. So you can say, okay, what is God getting ready to do in my life? What has he revealed to me in dreams, visions, even just different situations? What is God doing in my life right now? So we're going to pray it forward, but we're going to pray it forward to ourselves, to our families. If you've been pushing out to others, being there for everyone, you've been interceding, joining in prayer, just to try to help someone get over that hump. Now, this week, I want you to focus on yourself. Focus on self. Well, you may think to yourself, well, that's kind of selfish this week. Well, my saying is always this. If you don't take care of self, who will? God is going to make sure that your blessings come around to you for what you've been doing. But I want you to focus on your relationship with God now. How do you stand? Have you been hearing God's voice? Have the things that God been showing you been revealed to you? Have someone come to verify or be a second message to you for what God is showing you? So ask yourself, this week, have God revealed what he's going to do in my life? Yeah, he showed me a dream years ago, but someone came to me this week or end of last week. He said, this is what God's getting ready to do in your life. This is what God's getting ready to do. This is what God getting ready to do for what you've been doing. You've been working in the vineyard, you've been working in the fields, you've been working because God has called you. Pray it forward is about helping others, but this week I want you to think about yourself. So get in that quiet place. Find that place where you could hear God's voice. Find that music that just puts you in that what do you call sweet spot. To whether the Spirit just ministers to you. It shows you things that you haven't seen before. Then watch God send someone to you for confirmation. And that confirmation is just really going to blow your mind. Because over the weekend, I've had someone give me confirmation of something that I've been doing for years. Never knew that God would send someone to give me the message back to me. I thought the things that I saw, things that I was doing was just out there. I didn't think God heard me, but God did. He heard my cry. He heard my prayers. He saw my work. So God is still listening to all of us. But I want you to get in that place to where now, you can hear God speak back to you and show you what he's getting ready to do in your life. This is going to be a week of unfolding, a week of just amazing things. Last week was double blessing. This week is going to be the miracles unfold. You ask yourself, what miracles? All the stuff that you've been waiting for. Everything that's been dormant is going to come back to life. Everything that you put on hold, God is going to make a way for you to do it. Every prayer that you sent up to try to help someone else, God is going to make that prayer come to pass. This is a week for unfolding. God is getting ready to unpack, unfold, it's just going to be amazing. I'm not sure how I can tell you this. It's going to be amazing. This is the week of amazing things. Last week was double blessings. And trust me, the double blessings came down. This week is a week of unfolding. What are you trying to get God to unfold in your life? What have you been waiting on? This is the week that God is going to open that suitcase and reveal everything that he has for you. And he's going to start pulling it out. It's going to come to you one by one. One by one. You're going to ask yourself, Lord, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I've never seen anything unfold like this. Things come to me so easily. Things come to me so smooth. This is the week for that unfolding. Get ready for it. Get ready for that unfolding. Because God is getting ready to do an amazing thing. That's why I say this week, prepare yourself. Take time for yourself and watch God unfold all the stuff you've been praying for in your life. You may ask yourself, well, I don't see it today. But remember, God does everything in a subtle way. I mean, have you ever unfolded clothes? You don't just take it out and just shake it. Most people, they'll unfold like a sleeve, the bottom half, and they'll just hold it up. So God's going to take and unfold it section by section. So be ready. Be ready for what's coming. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be truly, truly amazing. And when all of this happens, I would love to you to just, you don't have to tell me what God has done to your done in your life. Just post hashtag pray it forward. Just watch. Watch what God's getting ready to do. It's going to be amazing. I've been through some amazing things over the last few days. Amazing things. Never thought that God would reactivate me in my gift. God did. Never thought that God was even looking at me to even tell me that, you know, I hear everything that you've been praying. I've seen everything that you've done. But he has. Never thought that God would bring me back from where I was to now. God has done amazing things. He's opened my eyes. He's opened my spirit. He's even opened my mind. This is going to be an amazing week. So just get ready for it. Now, as we go forward in the day, continue to think about things that God is going to do in your life. Continue to move forward. Continue to just be who you are. Don't change for anyone. Because God loves you as you are. He's going to continue to watch over you. He's going to continue to bless you. Because God knows your heart. So this week, enjoy. Tomorrow, it's going to be even better than today. Better. Well, I want to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to pray for this week. I want to pray for this day. I want to pray for every hour, every minute, even every second. I just want to thank God for all of this that he's doing in our life. Most gracious Father, thank you for this morning, O Lord. Lord, I thank you for all the unpacking that you've done in our lives, O Lord. Everything, Lord, that we prayed up to you, Father. Father, we didn't think that you was listening to us, but Lord, we thank you for opening the door. We thank you for sending a message back to us, Lord, to say, you're doing what I've called you to do. Lord, we thank you for awakening us up, Father, spiritually and physically, Lord. We thank you for calling us from out of the wilderness, calling us from the cave, Lord. We thank you for calling us from the desert, Lord. Lord, we've been in places where it's been dry, Lord. No water, Lord. There's been a lot of sun, Lord, and we've been just drying up. Father, we thank you for the refresh. We thank you for the refreshing, Lord. We thank you for the new anointing, Lord. We thank you for the new anointing, oh Lord. Father, we just ask, oh Lord, as we go through this day, oh Lord, that you continue to reveal yourself to us, Father. Continue to pour down blessings upon us, my Father. Continue to bring those people that's in need, Father. Father, I know I said today is a day to think of ourselves, but Lord, we're still on that battlefield to help others, Lord. But Lord, just continue to renew our mind. Continue, Lord, to guide our footsteps. Lord, continue to increase our territory, Father, as we go forth doing your will. As we go forth, Lord, doing everything that you've called us to do, Lord. Father, we don't know the journey from one day to the next, Lord. But, Lord, we're willing to take the journey. We're willing to do your will, Lord. Lord, we give ourselves up to you, Father. Give ourselves to you. Whatever the journey is, Father, we ask that you supply us everything that's needed for the journey, Lord. If it's food, water, shelter, clothes, money, Lord, even followers, Lord, to assist us in doing this journey, Father. We ask that you supply all of it, Father. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this morning, Lord. We thank you for this weekend, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to be with us, continue to guide us, Lord, continue to love us. And Lord, as we continue to love you, Father. Father, our love to you is not conditional, Father. We love you because of who you are, Lord, for what you've done, Father. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, Father, who died on the cross for us, Lord, for us. Father, we thank you for this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me. And just remember, prepare for the unfolding of the blessings. Because it's coming. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless. God give you love. God give you peace. God give you joy. God give you favor. Have a good one. Bye-bye.